December 26th, 2018. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, the longevity of this mission rests upon the shoulders of truth. All the opposition which comes against this mission is a compromise of truth. This is what weakens faith in the truth and is a sword in the mournful heart of my son. This mission and its attendant messages of holy love carry with it the responsibility of change of heart in unbelievers. Unbelievers are not reconciled with truth, but manufacture reasons not to believe. Still, we continue on, a sign of faith in an unbelieving world. It is important that my remnant faithful make every effort to unite in purpose. Be united in perseverance in the truth of holy love. Allow the protectress of the faith to defend you when you feel most vulnerable." A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 2. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Another note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, and exhort, be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth, and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.